You may not have seen this news, but it's real, and it's critical to understand what's happening because this explains the global banking collapse that's coming and the criminality of the banking system. So Chase Bank just canceled all credit card debt across Canada. All its Canadian customers saw their account balances zeroed out overnight. People woke up and found that they didn't owe anything anymore. Their credit card debt was canceled. Now, you'd have to be a fool to think that Chase Bank suddenly got in a great mood and wanted to have a Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday for all these millions of customers in Canada. I mean, you'd have to be crazy to think that this is Chase Bank just wanting to help people forgiving their debt. No, of course not. That's not what happened. Something else major happened. Now, what I'm going to do is give you an analysis here. This is my point of view of what I believe happened and what this points to in terms of the global banking system about to crater. First of all, Chase would never do that unless they were forced to do it. In other words, they had to get out of Canada's credit card business. So they had to cut their losses and run. Now, this forgiving of the debt of all Canadian credit card customers has cost Chase, no doubt, tens of billions of dollars. I mean, it's even if you have just 1 million customers that owe $1,000 each, that's $1 billion right there. And most people owe a lot more than $1,000 on their credit cards. So you can see easily this is a multi-billion dollar charge that Chase is writing off. Now, why would they do that? The answer is they're facing criminal indictments that the government of Canada has levied against them regarding their credit card business. The criminal indictments are so serious that Chase has decided to close its credit card business and leave Canada. And in doing so, it was forced to write off all of the consumer debt that Chase would no longer be unable to collect. Because in order to collect that debt, Chase would have to continue to operate in Canada. But it's clear they are being told that if they continue to operate in Canada, or at least that business division, that there will be criminal indictments against Chase. So this is my analysis. I don't have proof of it. What I'm doing is giving you an intelligent, educated analysis of what's likely behind this. Not 100% sure of it, but this is what's likely behind it. It's easy to understand that Chase would not walk away from billions of dollars unless they had to. They are cutting and running because to not do so would be worse. In other words, logically and rationally, it's clear that Chase Bank is facing probably tens of billions of dollars in fines and criminal prosecutions in Canada, and that they are trying to escape that by shutting down that entire business division and leaving Canada. Now, that alone might not be enough to convince you that Chase and the other banks, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, what have you, that they're all criminal operations engaged in massive international money laundering and the drug trade. So let me bring in this other piece of evidence. Now, I don't know if you saw this headline either. A lot of people missed this news, but there was a cargo ship that was docked in, I think it's Philadelphia. And this cargo ship had containers on it. And in one of these containers, the United States customs officials, they landed the biggest bust of, I think it was cocaine, might have been heroin, one of those two. It was one of these hard drugs. The biggest bust ever in the history of the country. I think it was, again, I'd have to check the facts on this, but I think it was tens of thousands of pounds of cocaine or heroin, whatever it was. It was massive. Again, the biggest bust in the history of the country. And it happened on a ship docked at a port in the United States. Well, turns out, guess who owns the ship? JP Morgan, Chase. That's right. The bank owns the drug trafficking ship. And there have been arrests made, of course, and there are going to be people that go down, the ship's captain, maybe, and some of the workers who were bribed at the ports, previous ports where they loaded on all the cocaine. whatever it is, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that get arrested for small crimes like that. Well, I guess they're not small crimes, but they're certainly not the big mastermind criminals. Those criminals are the banksters. The banksters have been ripping off America for over 100 years. The banksters have received government bailouts when they made bad decisions and their investments went south. They would just have the government print money to bail them out. Look at the 2008 subprime mortgage bailouts and, you know, frankly, the dot-com bailouts before that, which had some exposure for some of these banks. And there are bigger bailouts coming because these banks are all criminals. They are cartels, and they can no longer make very much money in retail banking. So what they're doing is two things. Number one, because of the elimination of Glass-Steagall, these banks are using your deposit money to make insane derivatives bets in the derivatives market. Bets on interest rates, for example, or highly complex derivative instruments that are, well, sometimes multiple layers of derivatives. These bets are going to turn against them violently when interest rates are altered in ways that they did not anticipate. So that's coming. Also with stock market, you know, volatility now through the roof, things are about to start toppling. The second thing is that these banks, in order to shore up their profits, they're all engaged in money laundering for drug cartels, and some of them are engaged in drug trafficking, just like JP Morgan with this cargo ship. Again, the bank owned the ship that carried, I don't know how much, tens of thousands of pounds of hard drugs into the United States. The bank owned the ship. How many more ships do these banks own? Ships that are used for not only drug trafficking, but human trafficking. So, of course, Jeffrey Epstein was murdered in his jail cell recently. He was killed because he knew too much. He knew about the Clintons. He knew about the Lolita Express. He knew about all the child rape and the human trafficking and the child exploitation and all the big names, all the big CEOs and the big Wall Street hotshots and the big kings all around the world, royalty that came to him so they could have sex with 14-year-old boys. You know what I mean? These are sickos. Well, Jeffrey Epstein was killed. Oh, well, of course, the media told you it was a suicide. Right. Yeah, it was a suicide. It was an Arkansas, maybe. But it wasn't a suicide. He was killed because he knew too much, because the globalists have to cover up the evidence of their complicity and their criminality. They are the ones running the drugs, processing the drug money, running the child trafficking, making sure the border stays open so they can move children across the border and put them in the hands of big Democrat donors. Like, what's his name in on the West Coast? Ed something. Big Democrat donor. You know what he liked to do? He liked to have black men chained up in a dungeon in his house, and then he would shoot them up with meth while he had sex with them. And what do you know? He killed a couple of them already. Black men keep ending up dead outside his house. And he's a big Democrat donor, big supporter of Hillary Clinton. These people are sickos. But it's all part of the same criminal cartel, the corrupt elements of the FBI, the deep state swamp creatures, the corrupt banksters, the drug runners, the child traffickers, the border crossers. And all these people, of course, claiming that Trump supporters are bad people, that all Trump supporters are white supremacists, and you have to give up all your guns to have peace in America. Really? You think the Democrats want to give you peace? No, they want a piece of your kid's ass is what they want. They are pedophiles. They are child traffickers, and they don't want you to have a gun because they want to be able to steamroll you and just have an authoritarian rule over your entire country. They don't want the American people to be able to fight back. But getting back on track here on the topic, the banking system is about to crater, and it's going to be a cascading pandemic, just moving from bank to bank, collapse after collapse, a systemic global scale event. This is coming. And the fact that Chase has just nullified all debt of its credit cards, you know, consumer credit card division in Canada, tells you that they just got caught doing something so incredibly criminal that they have to leave the country. At least that division has to leave the country. What else are the banks involved in? And we already know the answer. I already told you. Massive money laundering for drug cartels. And actual drug trafficking and actual human trafficking as well. The banks are criminal operations. And if you don't believe me, start watching the news on Deutsche Bank. There you go, Deutsche Bank. You talk about a massive global criminal cartel fixing the markets of precious metals, right? Betting against their own investors, massive fraud, using other people's money to make their own derivative bets. These people are crooks. And because there's never been any punishment for the banks, not even since 2008 and the subprime mortgage near collapse, the big multi-trillion dollar bailouts, nobody went to jail. Glass-Steagall has not been reinstated because the criminals are running the system, the deep state criminals. It's the Clintons, it's the Obamas, it's the James Comeys, it's the corrupt FBI, the corrupt SEC, for that matter, which has some good elements in it, by the way, but some elements are corrupt. Actually, that's true across the FBI and everything. There are black hat tribes inside every government regulator, and they've been bribed to look the other way. They've been paid off. Nothing should surprise you anymore. So be prepared for what's coming down. It's not going to be gentle, and it's going to be difficult to survive. Read my website, collapse.news, or newstarget.com, and you can watch my podcast at brighteon.com. I pray for you. I pray that you are prepared. I pray that you have the wisdom to see what's coming and to do what you need to do for you and your family and your community to be ready for this, because the world is going to collapse as we know it. And there will be mass starvation. There will be mass social unrest, mass chaos. There will be collapse. And if you're not ready for it, it will consume you. It'll eat you alive and spit you out. You won't even be around. So get ready, because it's coming. I pray for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com. We are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at HealthRangerStore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at HealthRangerStore.com.